This is Here and Now. In emotional testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Brett Kavanaugh says the Supreme Court confirmation process is a national disgrace.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election.
Professor Christine Blasey Ford started off the day with emotional testimony of her own, outlining accusations of sexual assault by Kavanaugh when they were in high school in the 1980s. Kavanaugh, in his testimony, categorically denied those allegations. Let's bring in Alice Stewart. She's a Republican strategist. Alice, it's good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you, Peter.
And Bill Press, a Democrat and host of The Bill Press Show. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Peter.
Okay, Alice, let's start with you. Remarkable from the very first moments of Kavanaugh's testimony. Here he is talking about how the accusations have impacted his family.
The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old, said to Ashley, "We should pray for the woman." It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will.
Alice, what do you make of that moment? I think when we spoke last time, you said he needed to look human. He certainly does here.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And two times that we've seen him so far choke up and become tearful and, in essence, cry was when he talked about his family and how the impact this has had so far on his daughters and his wife. And then when he spoke about his father and his father's keeping of calendars and documents and diaries throughout his life and how that has impacted him. He clearly is someone that is emotional about this. His credibility is on the line. His future is on the line. But in more than anything, what we're seeing is the emotional way he is trying to convey his innocence, his own credibility, and the fact that he is trying to also show that, look, she may be telling the truth. She may have been assaulted, and this may very well have happened to her, but it wasn't me. I was not the person who did that.
Bill, we thought that Kavanaugh would come out swinging. He certainly did that, too, which is interesting because this has been a mix of both aggression that I think some of his supporters were looking for, but also this emotional side that we just heard. What do you think about the first few moments of his testimony?
Well, it is interesting just when we talked about a half an hour ago, you ask whether he might come out, you know, a la Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He certainly did. We also know that the president was very disappointed. He felt that Brett Kavanaugh had been too nice so far. Chuck Grassley had been too nice, and they really had to be tougher. And I think Donald Trump could have written his opening lines. I mean, he called it a calculated political hit. He called it a circus, a grotesque character association. He warned the Democrats, what comes around goes around. I mean, he did everything but call it a witch hunt, which maybe Donald Trump, you know, was waiting for. I think it might have been a little over the top. He was red in the face, and I'm not sure compared to, again, he had a tough act to follow, the sort of very human nature that was side that we saw of Christine Blasey Ford, that this is what the American people wanted to see. You expected him to deny, which he did. You expect him to affirm his innocence and to say, I'm ready for the Supreme Court. I'm the one who ought to be there, which he did. But I think the attitude might have turned some people off.
Well, there's a lot more to come. This is, again, just
yes.
very he hasn't even taken questions yet from senators. So it'll be very important to see how the Republicans treat him and also, of course, how the Democrats treat him. But at the end of the day, what are we to do with what we're hearing throughout the many hours of this testimony? Because Ford testifies under oath that she's 100% sure it was Kavanaugh. He testifies under oath that he categorically did not do it. Alice, how are we going to get to the bottom of this by tomorrow when the committee is supposed to vote?
They're clearly going to base their decision on their relationship with Judge Kavanaugh, and they're all, and those Republicans will do so. And Democrats, in my view, based on what we've heard from some of them, the senator from Hawaii has already said he doesn't deserve the presumption of innocence, and he is guilty regardless of what they hear. So I think Democrats are going to vote against him no matter what, and Republicans, for the most part, will vote for him. But keep in mind—
Do you think a vote should happen tomorrow?
I do. I think they should move forward with this. This is certainly, it's not a trial. This is the nomination process. This is not based on evidence, but rather emotion. We have no new evidence brought into this. It is clearly based on the emotion that Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh are presenting, their credibility. And what we've seen so far, she comes across as someone who is credible. She is a compelling witness in her own defense. But you can say the exact same about Judge Kavanaugh. And he is someone, as I said, with a lifetime of the utmost character and integrity. And it will just boil down to what the senators believe in their heart, in their gut, mm-hmm. because there's not going to be concrete evidence to sway them one way or the other.
You mentioned how some of the Democrats had responded. I want to go through some of the Republican response to this, too. After the Ford portion of mm-hmm. the hearing, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin said, I think she believes what she is saying, not implying that, you know, he wasn't going to go that far. Senator John Cornyn said, it's exactly what I expected. It's basically repeating what we've already been told. And then Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, of course, had some very he was worked up. And he said, if this is the new norm, you better watch out for your nominees. But Bill, this testimony may not change the calculation for the those Republicans. What really matters is, are Republicans like Jeff Flake?
Absolutely.
So what are you right. what are you watching for there?
Well, I was just going to mention, with agree with Alice, I think that both of us would agree that the votes on this committee are well known. They could have voted yesterday. If they vote tomorrow, the vote would be the same. Lindsey Graham said, I don't care what she says tomorrow. I'm going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. So I think the real chemistry here is not with the members of the Judiciary Committee. It's Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Flake, and maybe Ben Sasse. I think it will be very difficult for those, if you will, undecided Republicans to hear and listen Christine Blasey Ford and then be rushed to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. I think the Republicans would be smart to slow it down, take some time, maybe bring in the FBI, talk to Mark Judge. You know, Brett Kavanaugh said, I never met Christine Ford. Christine Ford said, I went to several parties where Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were both there. Who could answer that question? If anybody could, Mark Judge could, but the committee won't even hear him.
Okay, Alice, I want to go back to that, this portion about Jeff Flake and some of the other Republicans. What are you thinking is going on in their head right now? And are you concerned at all that they may change their mind coming out of today?
I think they're very wise, given the fact that they have been a little indecisive on where they want to go, to keep it close to the vest until this is all done. All of them, in my view, are being irresponsible to go ahead and say where they're going to vote when we haven't heard from both sides. So Jeff Flake and others that Bill had mentioned, Collins and Murkowski and Sasse as well, they should wait until the final word is spoken and then make their judgments known. I do believe, especially if any of these Republicans plan to run for president in 2020, Flake being the main one, they will face a difficult time getting any conservative to support them if they vote against Judge Kavanaugh.
They have difficulty getting women to support them if they vote for him. Too.
Yeah, no, it's a complicated calculation that the both sides are playing here. We just have a couple minutes left. I was thinking as I was watching the Kavanaugh side of this testimony, I was just wondering, not that it matters, what President Trump would be thinking. You know, he's watching this, and this was a very emotional testimony by Kavanaugh. Just quickly, Alice, and then Bill, if you could weigh in, what do you think how the president will respond?
He will say, as he's been saying, is that this did not happen. Judge Kavanaugh is innocent, and this was all smear campaign by the Democrats, and let's put this to a vote today.
Bill, last word.
I think Donald Trump can't wait to give him a high five and say, you're my man. You're just like me.
Bill Press and Alice Stewart, thanks to you both. Appreciate it.
Thanks, okay. Peter.
You're listening to Here and Now.